Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Lamed Beis, the last full daf here in the second parak of Maseches Arla, and we still are not talking about Arla. We'll get back to Arla on tomorrow's daf when we talk about Inyanim of the third parak. But today we still have issues of Bittel and Siruf of Isurim as we continue with the last Mishnah here in the Perek on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. If a couple of days ago we got to talk about an introduction to Taharos, because we spoke about the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos and his Hakdama to Taharos, we spoke about the Machlokas Tanam, if you remember, about whether if something is enough to be Oser, is it enough to be Metame, even though it was less than a Beitza. We had a Machlokas Tanoim and Shammai and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether even a small amount would be able to be mitame, and we used that opportunity to talk about the Rambam's introduction to Kachim. Today, we talk about the Rambam's introduction to Taros. Today, the Rambam's introduction to Kachim plays a role, because today we talk about Inyani Kachim, different than Inyani Taros, as was explained a couple of days ago. Because this Mishnah talks about what happens if, what does the Mishnah talk about? The first case of the Mishnah, Chaticha Shel Kudshim, we take out the word Kudshe. We'll see why that Girsa in the, some have that Girsa, but it might be simpler to take it out because the Gemara has a Machlokas. Which type of Kudshim is being referred to in the Mishnah? And we know there are two categories of Kudshim. Kudshe Kudshim and Kudshe Kalam. The more holy Kudshim and the less holy Kudshim. So if there's a Machlokas in the Gemara about it, so if it says it clearly in the Mishnah, one of the Girsos is a little more difficult. So we'll assume that the Girsa in our Mishnah is just Kachim. So Chaticha shall Kachim, Vishal Pigel, Vishal Nosar. You have three Isurim. You have a piece of meat that is three pieces of meat. One's a carbon. So the Gemara is going to explain which type of carbon are we talking about that is Usur, right? Because all these three are talking about Isurim. These three Isurim fell into Chulin. And there would be enough Chulin to be Mevatel any one of them, but there is not enough Chulin to be Mevatel all of them. As we've had cases in this parak, right? If you say that the Isurim and Mitzarfin are combined, so then they're not Batel. But if they would be not combinable, then they would be batel. So that's the case here in the Mishnah. Chaticha shel kachim v'shel pigol v'shel nosar. Kachim, pigol, and nosar. Pigol, as we know, an item, a piece of meat that the carbon, the carbon was nifsal because the Kohen thought in an early part of the avoda to do a later part of the avoda la'achar zmano. There's a lot, many dafim in Zvachim and Menachos all about pigol. But that's that carbon becomes pasul, and not only pasul, but becomes chayiv karis, right? Becomes pigul. The Chazal, the Mishnah is talking about the difference between pasul and pigul. Pasul is when I think chutzlim komo. Pigul is when I think chutzlis mano. That's the different lashon. And for some reason, the Torah tells us pigul is chayiv karis, pasul is not chayiv karis. Pasul is just pasul. Pigul is also chayiv karis if one eats it. If I shech the animal, amanas do the zrikas adam la'achar zmano, then the piece of meat becomes pigel. So if I have in this mixture a piece of kachim, which we don't know what kachim yet, and pigel, and nosar leftover meat, shenis bashalu im chatichas chatichos that got cooked with chatichos meaning chulin. Right, a bunch of meat. So, and again, the chulin, there's enough chulin to be mevatel any one of these isurim, but all of them together, it is not enough. Kachi kachim and kachi kalam are two of the categories of kachim. There are other categories of kachim too. And again, here I refer to the Rambam in his Akdama the Kachim. The Rambam, this one is shorter than Taurus. It's only about six pages. But the Rambam again says it's important to know these chilukim, says the Rambam. Ra'isi lahakdim dvarim b'chiluke ha-karbanos v'skiras sugeyem. Let me list off. L'fnei she'asla b'pirush seder zeh. V'asher havienu l'kach, why am I talking about this? Afa pisha chalukasan davar pashut v'kula mikros b'torah. Even though the categorization of kachim is pretty simple, the Rambam says. He doesn't say this by Taurus. By Taurus, he says there are a lot of complicated matters I need to explain. But kachim, he says, almost everything is psukim. Almost everything is befurish in the Torah. I think I have to come on, but we just don't focus on what it says in the Torah. I'm not here to bring deep lumdus, Hu mipnei, why do I have to give you an introduction then if everything is basically written in the Torah? Mipnei shadavar zeh, klomar hakarbanos, kfar avad ba'avonaseinu sherabu. They've been lost because of our great sins. The ein ma'ainim bo ki im ma'atim mibnei adam. Few people study. The ein in yanavnis karim techufos lefnei ha'adam. And it's not that it comes up so often amongst people. She yes karein, that will remember them. Avabi shekfar ian bahem. Even if I once study them, it doesn't come up all the time. It's not like hilchas tzitzis, that there's always questions about tzitzis that come up all the time. Kivon she'ein sham maisa ha'gorim chazaraso. There's no maisa that you're doing that's going to cause its remembering. Ve'ein b'nei adam sho'alim al shum davar mehem klal. I've never gotten shilas about kushim, says the Rambam. Ad she'hushvu bahem ha'chacham ha'gadol v'ha'sachol she'bahamon. Until I could say, the wisest of the wise and the foolest of the fool, you know, they're equal in terms of their knowledge of kachim, says the Rambam. V'arei rova talmidim einam yodim in akarbanos afilu mashenemru bo megros merubim. Right, even what it says in the psukim, he asks people, how many, what type of animals could you bring for achatas? No idea how what type of that. It's mefurish in the psukim. You don't even have to learn mesech hazvachim. Right, but we don't study it. We don't study it. So the Rambam says, let me give you a couple of introductory remarks. And this is the classic Rambam. The Rambam talks about karbanos. Karbanos are ba'alei chayim, animals. Animals. So we're not talking about menachas. Menachas are a different category the Rambam has. The Rambam says, ba'alei chayim, there are five types of animals that are brought for a karban. Five types. Five types. Giraffes aren't brought for a karban. Right? Deer aren't brought for a karban. What's brought for a karban? The Rambam says five types. Kfasim, bakar, izim. Right? Those are three animals. Ktani, hayonim, v'gedoli atorim. Two types of birds. You have sheep and cattle. Cattle includes cows. Sheep, cattle, goats, young doves, and older torim. So those are that's it, five. That's it, five animals. That's the only ones that you can bring for kabanas. Can't bring chickens. Can't bring all other types of kosher animals. Only those five. Right? Kfasim, bakar, izim, yonim, and torim. And then there are four categories of kabanas. Five types of animals. Four categories of kabanas. Ola, chatas, asham, shlamim. Those four. Shlamim, what do you mean shlamim? What about the Korban Pesach? Type of shlamim. What about Meiser Behema? Type of shlamim. What about El Nazir? Type of shlamim. Right? So what? So Rambam has the four categories of animal karbanos. Again, Ola Chatas, Asham, Shlamim. Then he goes through each one, and the Chilukim within. In Chatas, there are differences, because there's the Chatas HaTzibur and the Chatas HaYachid, and the Rambam goes through all. The Rambam says, I'll tell you another Chiluk, Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim, goes through the differences between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim, like we're going to have an Argamara. Kachi Kachim are only for male Kohanim in the Azara, right? Kachi Kalim could even be for Yisraelim, could even be for the wives of the Kohanim. That's one chiluk, and again, if you look in the fifth parak of Zvachim, Ezeva Koman, a lot are explained there too. The Rambam has another chiluk later on in the Akdama where he says there are four categories of karbanos. Karban Sibur, Karban Yachid, Karban Sibur, Ke'ain Karban Yachid, Karban Yachid, Ke'ain Karban Sibur. Fascinating, right? There's four types of karbanos. Sibur, Yachid, Sibur like a Yachid, or Yachid like a Sibur. So what are those? Carbon Yachid, Carbon Sibur, those are pretty straightforward, right? Carbon Sibur, all the carbonic, Carbon Tamid, and the Carbon Musuf, and there are many Carbon of Sibur. Carbon Asher Makrivim B'chol Yom, U'B'chol Shabbos, U'B'chol Rosh Chodesh, U'B'Mo'adim, Ein Mosifim Aleihem, Ve'ein Pochsin Mehen, Lo'ol Me'ad, Masher Karev B'chol Yom, Lo'ol Me'ad, what's brought every day, forever. Shnei kvasim vehein olos. Echad baboker, echad b'nabayim, menikram, v'stam olas atamid. U'mosifin al-kach b'chol yom Shabbos. You add on to this, musuf. That's why it's called musuf, because you're mosif, these karbanos. Od shnei kvasim vehein olos. Krivim echad tov shol boker, v'lifnei tov shol b'nabayim. Nimsa akore b'chol yom, Shabbos, arba olos. Every Shabbos, four olos are brought, lo pachos v'yam, not less. V'shayim no safim, they're called musuf ha-Shabbos. And then it goes through all the, and then musuf Rosh Chodesh, and the musuf of the Moadim, and Rosh Hashanah, the Chulu. So you have Karban Sibur. Then you have Karban Yachid. What's a Karban Yachid? I bring a Karban Yachid. I violated an Shabbos Peshogig, I bring a Karban Chatas. Karban Yachid, there are, he says, we're not going to go through each one. Karban Yachid, I split up into five. But all of these are mefurish. He just categorizes them in his classic genius sense. Five types of carbon yachids that are brought. Then the Rambam goes into later on, after he brings the five carbon yachids, the type of carbon sibur that is like a carbon yachid. And there are examples of this. Par halam davar shel sibur. Right? Most of Klal Yisrael did an avera that Chayav Chatas, Chayav Kari is based on an inappropriate psak of the Bez Nagadol. So they bring, instead of all of the Jews bringing Karban, so one Karban is brought on behalf of the Bez Din, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That's a Karban Sibur, but it's not a Karban Yachid, because it's one animal. One animal brought on behalf of, it's a Karban Chatas, and it's bringing Kapara, but that's a Karban Yachid, like a Karban Sibur. Then he says you have a Karban Sibur, like a Karban, that's a Karban Sibur, that's like a Karban Yachid. Then you have a Karban Yachid, like a Karban Sibur, that's Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Yachid that every single Jew brings. So, Karban Yachid, like a Karban Sibur, the Rambam says, that's what he says. And then he continues, male, female, and he says the last paragraph, and obviously there are halachas that everybody knows. You can't have a mum, and you only can have a kohen, and the only bayom, and only in the base of Migdash. And he goes through, throws everything in. But again, this is interesting. He says, kachim, just he doesn't say it over and over again to learn it by heart, as he does by Taurus, but that's the Rambam about kachim. There's more about kachim in by way of introduction, but let's just read the Mishnah first. Let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that if I have three pieces of meat that are usser, that'll get mixed into chulin. What are the meats that are usser? A karban. Again, we don't know what type of karban yet. Pigel nosar. So all of those that get mixed up to chulin. So usser lazarim. So this is similar to the machlokas we had numerous times already in this parak. Usser lazarim. It's usser to a zar. Why? Because remember, the Tanakhama, the Chacham hold that different isurim, as long as they're the same min, are mitzarif. And we said, all different types of apples are mitzarif, even if one is kelea karam and one is this and one is that. See here too, there are different types of isurim, but they're all meat. They're min bamino, and therefore it's min echad is mitzarif. So they're osir to zar, mumutar lekohanim, but it's mutar to the kohanim. Why? Because the kohanim, the rabbanon hold, that are mitzarif and lister, but again, there's enough, the kachim is mutar to the kohanim, as we will see. Rabbi Shimon Matir Lazarim Lekohanim. Rabbi Shimon, as we said earlier, is Matir, because Rabbi Shimon says you have to have the Shem Echad and Min Echad, and therefore here they're not Mitztarif, and therefore the Chulin is Mevatel, all three, each of them respectively. Also, next, Basar Kadshe Kadshim, Ubasar Kadshim Kalim, Shiz Bashal Basar Taiva. What if you have Kadshim, a carbon, one of Kadshi Kadshim, one of Kadshim Kalim, that are mixed together with Chulin? So then even Rabbi Shimon would agree, also Letzmeim and Wutel Torim. Kachim, that's Shem Echad. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. Right? That's the Kachi Kalim and Kachi Kachim. That's what the Marafolda here explains. Umitztarfin Le'esor, Afilu Rabbi Shimon, to Kachi Kachim, Kachim Kalim, Shem Echad. Right? It's like all the Trumas, Truma Chal and Bikurim, are mitztarf to each other. So Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim are mitztarf to each other. So they're all combined, and the whole mixture is Asur, Asur L'Tameim, and it's Asur for Tameim, because regarding Tamei, Kachi 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 Kalam are the same, and a Kohen cannot partake if he is Tamei or if the carbon is Tamei. So also Tameim and Mutter L'Tahorim, but it's Mutter to Tahorim, those who can partake of the carbon. Fine. So this is the Machloka. So now again, in the Mishnah, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it is not clear what Kachim we are talking about. And the question is going to be, as we'll see, which of the categories, kachi kachim or kachi kalim, which are more similar to pigel and nosar? Meaning, what would the Mishnah be given an example of? The Mishnah gives an example that these three surim are mitztarif to each other, to aser, that's what the Chachamim say, aser lazarim. So, would you say kachi kachim are more similar and closer to pigel and nosar, or kachi kalim? Kachi kalim at a stage where they're aser to eat. That's the question. So we're going to have two different deos in the Gemara. You know, let's just get into the Gemara, and then we'll get back to more introductory remarks about Kachim. Says the Gemara Tani. So we quote a Braisa. Shel pigel vishel noser vishel kachim kalim. The Braisa says explicitly, pigel, noser, and kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, what do you mean, kachim kalim? Right, what are kachim kalim? The lighter carbon, shlomim. Shlomim is kachim kalim. Isn't that mutter to eat? So we're talking about kachim kalim before Zrikas Adam. Before Zrikas Adam. Before the blood is sprinkled, so then even kohanim are usher to eat the kachim kalim. So the Braisa says explicitly, explaining the Mishnah, let's say, we assume that it's talking about the same thing, explaining the Mishnah, that it's pigel nosar and kachim kalim. Says the, and the Mara Folda explains, even kachim kalim. Right, because that, even that's included. So Amar Reb Yonah, so we're going to have a machlokas today between Reb Yonah and Reb Yossi. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. So first Rabbi Yonah. Amar Rabbi Yonah, lo amru ella, we're switching the girsa. Ella kachim. Rabbi Yonah says, no. I think the brisa is wrong. I think there's a brisa that's, the brisa is corrupt. It's not authoritative. The brisa, it should be kachi kachim. Meaning our Mishnah, when the Mishnah talks about kachim, it's talking about kachi kachim. That's what's most similar to pigul and nosar. Why? And he makes a statement which we don't understand at first. Rabbi Yonah is continuing his shita. Why do I say it's kachi kachim in the Mishnah and not kachi kalim? Pigul and nosar lach hazrika. Because after all, pigul and nosar are asur after you do zrikas adam. That was his statement. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Pigul and nosar are only usar after zrikas adam. That's not true. Right? Pigul and nosar, remember we said, what's pigul? The kohen during shechita thinks that I'm going to do the zrikas adam after the right time. That becomes pigul right away. As long as the arrest of that vote is done properly, zrikas adam doesn't change that. It's pigul right away. Nosar. If I didn't do zrikas adam and the meat was left over before zrikas adam, it's also usar. So what's Rabbi Yonah talking about? So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Pigul and nosar are usar before and usar after. So what does Rabbi Yonah mean? Again, Rabbi Yonah is trying to prove that our Mishnah is talking about, when our Mishnah says the word kachim, it means kachi kachim. Why? Because he says something about after Zrika, before Zrika. So what did he mean by that? So now the Gemara explains. What did Rabbi Yonah mean by that line? Lo amru ela pigul v'nosar davar she'en Zrika matarto. Bikache kukache kachim. Pigul and nosar are not affected by zrika. That's the point. Zrika zadam doesn't matir pigul and nosar. Pigul and nosar are usar. Before zrika and after zrika. Right? It doesn't matter. It's not, it doesn't become mutter. Like kache kachim. Kache kachim do not become mutter to a zar after zrika zadam. A zar, a non-kohen, can never eat kache kachim. So therefore, Rabbi Yonah says, I think that when the Mishnah tried to come up with three similar Isurim, Pigul Nosar are always put together in Mishnayos. Usually Pigul Nosar and Tameh. But here Pigul Nosar and Kachim that are also. So which Kachim are most similar to Pigul and Nosar? So Rabbi Yonah thinks it's Kachi Kachim. Because Kachi Kachim are not affected by Zrika regarding Azar. And Pigul and Nosar are not affected by Zrika regarding Azar, regarding anybody. Ha Kachim, but Kachim Kalim, but by Kachi Kalim, ho vehe mutar and achar Zrika, right? They become mutar after Zrika. So that's not similar, right? Maybe there, the Chachamim would not say that the Isurim are mitztarfim. Pigul Nosar and Kachi Kalim. Because Kachi Kalim have a heter l'achar Zrika. So maybe that's a different category of Isser, so the Rabbanon wouldn't agree. And the Gemara adds, and according to Rabbi Yonah, afilu lefnei zrika, if somebody partook of kachei kalim before zrikas adam, Rabbi Yonah holds, there's no lav mefurish about that. Ein lokan alei mishum zaris. There's no lav mefurish. And therefore, I, Rabbi Yonah says, I think that when the Mishnah says kachim, it means kachei kachim. Because that's most similar to pikul and nosar. Zrikas hadam does not affect it. And if I would eat it before zrika, I wouldn't even get a losase, unlike pikul and nosar, which do get a losase, which do get malchus. And therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi, 2 days today in the Gemara. Amud Aleph is one day, Amud Beis is second day. So Rabbi Yonah says, our Mishnah is talking about kachay kachim. Good. We're in the flow, so let's continue. There's a lot to talk about, kachim and pigul, but we're not stopping yet. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, sorry, I beg to differ. I think that's wrong. I think the Mishnah is not talking about kachay kachim. Lo Amar Ela kachim kalim. I think the Mishnah is talking about kachay kalim. The opposite, the lower level karbanos, the lower kedusha, meaning the shlamims. Why? And Rabbi Yossi also says something that we don't understand at first. Just like Rabbi Yonah said something that we had to explain, Rabbi Yossi also says, pigul v'nosar la'achar zrika. He also says a very, not understandable, right? What did Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah said, pigul v'nosar la'achar zrika. So, Rabbi Yossi said the same thing. Pigul v'nosar la'achar zrika. So again, the Gemara says, what does that mean? Pigul and nosar aren't changed by zrika. Lokal of zrika hein? There aren't they the same before zrika, after zrika? So what are you talking about? So explains the Gemara. Now we're explaining Rabbi Yossi's comment to explain why he says what he says. And we have to add in a lot, and we'll see the Rasilia who adds in. Le'eza davar, right? Rabbi Yossi is going to say, kodshe kalim are more similar to pigul and nosar. Kachay Kalim, to pick up, meaning Kachay Kalim when? Kachay Kalim or Mutter, to eat. No, before Zrikas Adam. Kachay Kalim, before Zrikas Adam, when it's also to everybody, that's similar to Pigal and Osar. Le'eze Dover Namar Pigal and Osar. Why does the Mishnah say Pigal and Osar in the Mishnah? Why would you think that? Lahotzi Kachay Kalim La'achar Zrika. It's excluding Kachay Kalim after Zrika, which then become Mutter. But Halafnei Zrika, right, that's what he means by that strange line. A pig of an osar, la achar zrika. Pig of an osar are coming to exclude kachi kalim after zrika. Halafnei zrika, but before zrika kachi kalim, hol vehein asurin, their usur before zrika, just like pig of an osar, are always usur. What's going on here? You have to add in a few lines. Says the Rasilio, based on other Gemaras, Rabbi Yossi assumes against Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yossi, this sheet assumes that if you eat kachay kalim of ezrika, it's a losase. It's a losase. And you're going to get malchus for it. Next line. Bekachay kalim lokan alei mishim zaris. You're going to get malchus. And therefore, it's similar to pigal anosar, which you're going to get malchus always. But let me add, the Rasilio. Look at the Rasilio, the bottom line of the first column. The Rasilio says there are many parallels between kachay kalim Lifnei Zrika, and Pigal and Osar, different than Kachim Kachim. Imkain, Chalukim Kachim mi Pigal v'Nosar, Bishlosha Dvarim. To the top of the second column now. There are parallels. Chada de Pigal and Osar, Afilu b'Kachim Kalim. First of all, Pigal and Nosar apply across the board, even the Kachim Kalim. So Pigal and Osar, the halacha isn't different. Pigal and Osar, Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim. It applies to both. V'od, Iker Pigal v'Nosar dechsivi gabe Kachim Kalim ksivi. If you look in the Torah Shebichzav, where does it talk about Pigal and Osar? Look in Parshas Sav. Pigal is by Shlomim. It's by Kachay Kalim. Pigal and Osar is found in the Torah text by Kachay Kalim. Va'od is a great one. The mice of Garmulo. Why is Pigal Osar? Because a person messed up. He did something. Why is Nosar Osar? Because a person didn't do something. He left it over. Why is Kachay Kalim lifnei Zrika Osar? Because a person didn't do something yet. All three, it has to do with a person's actions. Why is Kachay Kachim Asur? Because of its inherent kedusha, its inherent status. That's a different type of Isser. So Kachay Kalim of Nezrika have to do with human input. Pigal and Osar have to do with human input. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, I think the Mishnah is talking about Kachay Kalim of Nezrika. I think that's closer in category to the Pigal and Osar. The ode to Pigal and Osar Asur L'Kolei Alma. And another difference, Pigal and Osar and Kachay Kalim Lifnei Zrika are Asur to everybody. Even Kohanim. Kachay Kachim, you're talking about Lachar Zrika, that's Mutter to Kohanim. So for three reasons, the Rasilio adds in. You have to add in a lot here. The Mishnah, the Gemara here just says Vehein Asurin. You have to add in. That means, and their Isser of Kachay Kalim Lifnei Zrika is more similar to Pigal and Osar than Kachay Kachim. Why? Because it's written by Kachay Kalim, and it has to do with a person's input, actions, Ma'aseh of Garmulo, and it is also to everybody. So those three make it more comparable to the Pigal and Osar than Kachay Kachim. Beautiful, so we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi had on this in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Kachim, does it mean Kachay Kalim, Lefei Zrika, or Kachay Kachim? And an afkamina also along the way is whether you're going to get Malkus for consuming Kachay Kalim Lefei Zrika. Machlokas Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi says it's a lav, the lav of Lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Haim, that includes eating it Lefei Zrika. And Rabbi Yonah argues. The Gemara just adds, Amar Reb Avin, Lishan Masisa Basala Rabbi Yossi. The following Brisa also supports Rabbi Yossi. Because the Brisa says, this is a pasuk in Re'eh, right? The pasuk says in Re'eh, Lo Suchal, I think this is the pasuk, right, that has seven or eight mitzvahs in this one pasuk. Lo Suchal Le'chol B'Sharecha, the pasuk says, do not eat outside of Yerushalayim. And each of these items on the list is a separate losase. Meiser Dagoncha, right, Meiser Sheni of Dagon, of wheat. Tiroshcha, Meiser Sheni of wine. V'Yitzarecha, Meiser Sheni of oil. Uvacharas Bakarcha, Bakar Behema Tahora, Vitsoncha, Vikhana Darecha, Ashratidar, Vinidvosecha, Utsrumas Yadecha, and Bikurim. All of these are separate losase. So the word nidvosecha there, your nidavis, that includes Zutoda Vishlamim. That's referring to the Toda Vishlamim, meaning types of of Kachay Kalim, and even though the Pashup shot of the Pasuk is asering, eating all of these items outside of Yerushalayim, on another level of understanding, we say it means eating at the improper time. She'im achal mehen lefnei zrikas damim loke. If you eat these before zrikas adam, if you eat the kachay kalim before zrikas adam, one gets malchus. So again, that's a beferish brisa that supports Reb Yossi. So what do we have today? Machlokes, Reb Yonah and Reb Yossi. What's the pshat of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if you have a karbon and you have a piece of pigul and nosar, all those three got mixed up at the chulin, and they all could be mevutal separately, but not together. Machlokes, Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's batel or not. Which type of karbon is being discussed in the Mishnah? That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. Remember, the Chavetz Chaim discusses that kachim is something that we need to focus on in order to help bring the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Chavetz Chaim talks about, Chavetz Chaim in the Asif HaZakenim, he put together, this one volume, one sefer on all of Kachim, a number of the Achronim that talk about Kachim, some of the Gersot, some of the Farshim, some of the classic Achronim. Right, we don't have our Rishonim on Kachim, but we have Achronim. So we have the Chok Nasan and the Tzon Kachim. So the Chavetz Chaim published all of these, and as a Hagdama, before he published all of these, he wrote the Maimar Torah Or, which is 12 Prakim, all about the importance of learning Kachim, as the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Kook both strongly urged Klal Yisrael to learn Kachim. They were both Kohanim, and they both urged. So they are just one of the amazing thoughts that the Chafetz Chaim quotes. He says, and this is in Perek Yud Beis, in the last Perek, V'al Yomar Ha'adam, Kasher Titzmach Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Mashiach comes, V'az Halo Yavo Mashiach V'elio, V'yasidim Lahagil Lanu, Kol Chalki Asvekas. You know what? I know. I've learned Gemara before. It says Teku. Right? Tishbi Yitaris Koshis Vabayas. Elio Navi will tell us everything that we don't know. So I don't have to learn Kachim now. He'll tell me everything I don't know. What's the problem with that? Kamoshamuva Bagamara Pahmim Rabos Linin Sekos Bashem Teku, Vyamur Mafarshim Teku, who Rashi Tavis, Tishmi Taris Kushiv Abayos, Vyalzena Shivlo, says the Chavetz Chaim, if somebody has that attitude, we'll answer them, Amnama Davar Kenhu, Shakol Chalkea Svekas, he's Barul Ide Elio. You're right. He's going to answer all of the Svekas. But things that are Mafurish in the Torah, he's not going to tell you. If you ask him, you know, which Averus do you have to bring Karban Ashram for, he's going to laugh at you and say, you should know that yourself. He's not going to laugh, but he's going to say, you should know that yourself. Or if it's Mefurish Gemara in Zvachim, it's not going to tell you. You had thousands of years to learn it. Right? I'm a surim lanu, kimavur, bataras koanim, ubi gemara, halo onu tzrichim batzmeinu ladas, kvisha yichaltenu, ki alo elio lo yavo lomod, lomod, im kol echad ve echad, dvarm sha yachol lodas batzmo. Varaka svekas, asher yefshal avarer, yizgala lanu ade elio. Viala pshutos, hamivu aros, halo yomar, but what's clear, hayalachem lomod velashadas batzmachem, kodem sheveti, lefaser ga'ula. I gave you a lot of time before I brought the Mavaser. You should have studied those. Kamosha Amar, as it says, Zichra at the end of Malachi, by the last Navi, Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivisi Oso Bechorei, Val Kol Yisrael, Chukim U'mishpatim, U'basrei, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lechem Tzeliyo Navi. So first you got to learn. Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi, that's the end of Malachi. Vehinei, and then he adds, we've quoted this in a parsha shir before, Matsanu Bekasuv Bisof Baloscha. The other Baloscha, what does it say? Vayomar Hashem Pitom and Moshe El Aaron. Remember, Hashem comes suddenly to Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, Mayim, Mayim, Chazal say, because Hashem appeared to them. They weren't ready for it. They didn't realize. Hashem Dafka did that on purpose to teach them that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu always has to be ready to speak to Hashem. The Aaron and Miriam didn't realize that, and that's why that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the word used is pitom. Hakavana shalafichach nigla aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu pitom. Shemizeh yavinu shetzadak Moshe shepir shmina isha. Kivin shalohayo yodea imas ha'idaber imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayzorach liyaz muchan betari. He always has to be prepared. Ki kol shah. Fachanami bin yoneinu. In Malachi, what does it say? Mashiach is going to come? Pitom. Same word. Upitom yavo el hechalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. V'kivin sheyeshua bihi galus kvodo yizbarach tia pitom. Since it's going to cut pitom, lo yeazman lo hachin atzman la'avoda. Right? You're not going to be able to all of a sudden then take out a dust off the dust of the zvachim and the menachas all of a sudden. V'asher aliman hu lo l'shal l'shatayim. It's not going to take you 2 hours to learn basic kachim. Ki'im l'kamashanim. V'limud halachas hilchas avoda lahalavim gamkin ayinitzra chamishanim. Even the remember the levim needed 5 years, 25 to 30. Kimvor b'sechas chulin uveprat lakohanim shesorach leida kolin yoni akodesh v'amikdash. But a person shouldn't say, "I'm not a kohen, I'm okay." No, no, no. Everybody has to learn. V'im kein sorach lahavin lahakad asma mikodem shekasher ba yavo pitom niyeh muchanim lavodaso yisbarach. We should be ready. The quote from Rav Soloveitchik that he loved all of Torah, obviously, but he loved Yom Kippur. He said, if the Kohen Gadol ever had a stop in the middle, I could continue the Avodah. He knew the Avodah Yom Kippurim so well. The problem is, he said, I'm a Levi. So I said, I would have never be able to do it, but in terms of just knowing what's going on, he would know. Again, that's the Rabbah. Again, that's the Chavetz Chaim. There's a lot more that we have here in Kutchin, maybe a little bit for tomorrow's daf, but we'll stop here. But there's a lot to learn about Kutchin and Pigel. We even talk about Pigel. But Hashem, od chazon lamoed.